When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, howdy there, Internet people. It's Bo again. So tonight, we're going to go down the rabbit hole into the wonderful world of journalism. In the process, you are going to get a complete timeline of the Biden-Ukraine event. So some of you are going to get to see me like you have never seen me before. I've made videos like this in the past. They have normally stayed within the journalist community. Been accused of pushing other journalists under the bus when I make these videos. Some of you need to step back from the curb. Okay. Need to start off by saying I don't think that Biden is the strongest choice for the Democratic Party. That's what's called a disclosure notice. If you are attempting to pass something off as objective, and you have a bias, you should disclose it to your readers or your viewers. That is Journalism 101. What is also Journalism 101 is what's in your deck? For those that have forgotten, that's that first paragraph, that first little short thing. Answer some questions, who, what, when, where, and why, right? Your headline often takes care of the who and the what. Bo lost it. That would be a good one for this. The dateline will take care of the when sometimes, but if you're doing investigative journalism, you need to be more clear because you're talking about stuff in the past. That's why you often have articles that start off with something like, late Thursday night, Bo lost it releasing a video on the internet because he feels that journalists have abandoned long-standing practices. One sentence, who, what, when, where, and why. So, with the Biden-Ukraine thing, let's just jump straight in to when. Let's go there. Most people know the where, Ukraine, and the who, and the what, kind of, maybe. Let's go to the when. Because once you lay this out, and if you were going to write an article about this, the timeline's really important, you'll learn some things when you lay out the timeline. When did the investigation into this energy company start? 2012. When did Biden's son get his do-nothing job with the board of directors of this energy company? April of 2014. Two pieces of the timeline in place, and all of a sudden that narrative is getting real shaky. The investigation into Biden's son started 2 years before he got there? Well, that's crazy talk. Maybe it's because it wasn't an investigation into Biden's son. It was an investigation into the oligarch that owned the company. He just happened to sit on the board of directors. At the time, they were trying to put together this star-studded board of directors. And in cases like that, a lot of companies do it. Those people have nothing to do with the daily operations of the company, which means they wouldn't be implicated in anything, which means Vice President Biden would have no reason to stop an investigation. But let's continue, because there's some other things. In 2015, Shokin, this is the guy that gets fired, he becomes prosecutor general, okay? And he inherited that investigation, and it remained dormant. Nothing was being done on it. Just sat there. Nothing happened. The West, in 2015, becomes concerned about corruption in Ukraine. A lot of it focusing on this prosecutor general. It's not just Biden. It's not just the Obama administration. It's not just the U.S. It's most European powers, the IMF, the U.S., basically every major Western power because remember that whole Euro Maiden thing went on. We're trying to cement ties. Context, something you should include for your readers. So all of that's going on, and they're worried about corruption. And this prosecutor is enabling corruption. It's the way the West sees it. So they want him gone. Everybody's making appeals to get rid of him. Biden, in December of 2015, shows up, and he becomes the hammer. Okay? And he's the one that finally gets him gone. Now, there's that footage, that clip of him. That's locker room talk. That's not actually how it went down. But you know what? Let's say that it is. Okay? Let's just roll with it. He said it. He can own it. The reality that goes along with his gunboat diplomacy is that it was a bipartisan effort within the United States to get rid of this guy, to deal with the corruption in Ukraine. Don't believe me? Google something called the Senate Ukraine Caucus. You're going to find a whole bunch of Republican senators who signed off on this. He was a tool of foreign policy at this point. That's what happened. Now, March 2016, that general prosecutor, he gets canned. He's gone. A new prosecutor is appointed. Do you know what he does with that dormant investigation? That thing that nothing had been happening on? He reopens it. Biden switching prosecutors reopened the investigation into the company that his son was sitting on the board of directors of. This narrative doesn't make a whole lot of sense, guys. That seems a little odd. Seems a little odd. And given the dismissed prosecutor's propensity for corruption, it would have made a whole lot more sense if Biden just wanted to pay him off, right? Rather than get rid of him and risk getting a new one who might reopen the investigation. It's almost like Biden, Vice President Biden, understood that as a member of a board of directors of this type, there's no way you'd be implicated. And guess what the new prosecutor found out? Nothing on Hunter Biden. Nothing. These are the established facts. This is the established story. These are the facts as we know it. Does that mean that's where the story has to end and it always has to be this? No, of course not. You know, the first tagline at the fifth column was, "We write the first draft of history." Because it's expected to change as more evidence comes out. But if you want to tackle an established narrative of this sort after this long, do you know what you need? Evidence. Physical evidence. Call logs. Emails. Something. Citing an anonymous source off of freedomeagle.ru is not journalism. It's not evidence. It's innuendo. It's propaganda. It's something that requires a disclosure notice. Because you haven't been able to set your biases aside. And yes, I am aware that this prosecutor who was dismissed, he said that he has evidence on Hunter Biden. And that that's the reason he got fired. But he hasn't released it, huh? All this time. In all this time, he hasn't released it. That's crazy. It's crazy. It's almost like he's just saying that because Hunter Biden's daddy got him fired. Seems like motive to me. What do I know? I don't know. There's a whole lot of people right now going, well, why hasn't the news talked about this? If this is true, well, the news did talk about it. Where do you think the footage of Biden came from? I know the conservatives like to hold on to the past. The news doesn't. The news focuses on current events. And they'll go back if they have to address something. The problem is now, the news is having to spend a whole lot of time going back to clear up garbage reporting. And that's what this is. Unless there is physical evidence that you can present, there's no story here. Nothing. These are the established facts. This is what we know. You need evidence to change this. And it might be out there. I personally think that leasing out your name to a board of directors, I think that's shady. I would say that it's probably unethical. I think it's something that probably should be illegal, but it's not. But given the fact that he did something I consider shady, maybe he did do something illegal. But you need evidence, not innuendo. Anyway, so there's a timeline, and there's a little crash course in how journalism is supposed to work. And for those of you who wonder why I have stopped writing as much as I used to, tired of cleaning up after you. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good night, unless you're under a bus, I guess.